Why do you think God is bringing all these things upon us? All you got to do is turn on the television set and you'll find out. We don't talk about Jesus Christ on the TV anymore. We don't talk about Jesus in Congress or the Senate no more. We think we're God. I mean, we don't depend on the King of Kings. I mean, if you try to pray in school, they don't want you to pray in school. You try to talk about a homosexual in church and they'll put you in jail. You know, this is stupid. You know, that we the people sit back and let a group of men do this to us when we're supposed to be in control, not them. But anyway, this prophet said as he's driving down the road and the Lord spoke to him and told him that when this new president came in and he implemented all of his new plans and said they would all be implemented. So I stand in awe. If they pass this health care bill, I'm just going to say, okay, God, that's it. That's the last major thing. I'm looking now for your destruction, because he said after he implements his plans, I'm going to give it a little while. He said, then I'm going to bring two of the biggest hurricanes upon the United States of America I've ever hit it with. And then he said, I'm going to bring three of the largest earthquakes I have ever hit the world with in the United States of America. Do you know now's a good time to know Jesus? Just like Dave said a while ago when he was telling that man, I guarantee that if there was a nuclear bomb in Dallas go off, there would be a little corridor that come right across here. There would be no destruction. God would protect this little place. He's already told us this. He's already told us that he's going to make this little piece of property a safe haven. And anybody that's here, when the devastation happens, they will not be harmed. He has already shown us that. So this is a good place to be if the destruction hits. But there's not a lot of places you can be that's going to be like that. But God has these little kinds of places and men that are teaching his word and walking in obedience to his word, and his congregations that are walking in obedience to them, and men that are teaching the truth of God's word. And there's a bunch of them out there. God is going to protect the church, the obedient church. So you don't have to worry about it. Just like Psalms 91 said a while ago, when Dave asked you, when's the last time you saw 1,000 fall at your side? Have you ever seen that? I hope I don't ever have to, but the book of Psalms 91 says, you will see 1,000 fall at your side. Then he said, you'll see 10,000 fall at your right hand. Now, I saw a lot of people killed in Vietnam, but I never saw anything like 1,000 in one day. Never. I didn't see no such thing as that. That's real devastation. You know it? 1,000? And then 10,000? But is that the terms that God used in his word? Well, you know, we may get to see that, and it may happen very soon, because this prophet that's talking about these things. We also watched a video last night from another prophet here in the Metroplex, and I guess about 2 hours. And he says that he believes with all his heart that if the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war between Israel and Russia starts this year, I don't see how it's not happened already. Did you know they're on a powder keg over there right now with striking a match in her hand? Do you know how close that is to devastation? You know, they're when you take a president of Iran that says he's going to annihilate the Jews, and they're building plants, nuclear plants, every day, building them way underground so nobody can get to them, and they're building new cruise missiles. They've set up a cruise missile plant in Iran to build their own missiles that can fly and hit anything in Israel from Iran. And just as soon as they get enough of them, they're going to shoot them at Israel. Well, when they do that, God says in his word in Ezekiel 38, he says, I'm going to bring Russia from the north against Israel because of her disobedience. Because Israel is not putting God first either. He said, I will annihilate almost all of Israel, but I will leave a remnant. Now, do you think God likes it when people don't serve him? No. He hates it when people don't serve him. Now then, but they don't serve him. Israel is not serving God. How about the church? Are we serving God? Not too much. I mean, there's so many people in church. I mean, if you were to actually take a poll in America, I would guess that if I could walk down the street and ask every person that I come in contact with, do you believe in God? I believe that 9 out of 10 would say, I believe in God. Do you agree with that? I believe in God. In other words, I might walk up to a Muslim and say, do you believe in God? Oh, yeah, I believe in God. But the God he believes in is the wrong God. You know, it's Allah. It's not the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then you change it and start walking down the street and say, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings? Ooh, you're going to get a totally different set of answers. Totally different set of answers. Do you believe there's only one way to heaven? You start asking specific questions that only the church should be able to answer. You're going to find people that would say, oh yeah, I believe there's a God. In fact, I was watching one of the major television ministries the other day. They walked down the street with a camera and they asked that question, do you believe in God? And almost every human being they stopped and asked, they believed in God. Then they said, do you believe you're going to go to heaven? Well, I hope so. Why? Well, I mean, no good loving God would send me to hell. You know, so you believe there's a hell? Well, I ain't sure there is a hell. Maybe there's not even such thing as a hell. No knowledge of the Word of God. This is America. You know, supposedly a Christian nation, and we don't know anything. Now, you ask the average young boy, 16 years old, who is the head starter quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and he knows. He tells how many yards he's run, how many passes he's made, everything about him. Knows all the boys on the lineup. They know all those guys. But you ask them, do you know who Paul is? No, who's Paul who? He's not one of the Cowboys. They don't know who he is. And you want to know why God's upset with us? Because we know a lot more about the world than we do about God. That's not the way it should be in the church. I mean, we should know who our God is. And because these people don't know that, God's going to bring the Russians and the Iranians against them, the Arabs. And then he says, after they have killed all but a few, I'm just going to leave a few Jews left. He said, after they do that, then I will step in and I will annihilate the Arabs that have come against them. I won't leave none of them. And he said, the Russians that are coming against them on the fields of Megiddo, I will kill every Russian soldier myself except 1 out of 6. I'm only going to leave 1 out of 6 alive to go home and tell them what they saw happen in Israel. Do you think God can do that supernaturally? Sure he can. If he said it in his word, you know, that's just like somebody said, well, what if they all of a sudden Russian and Iran and everybody shoot all these nuclear weapons at the same time to annihilate Israel? I said, well, you know, first of all, Israel is God's little postage stamp. And there ain't nobody can annihilate Israel because God's protecting Israel. Now then, there may be some weapons that will fall there, and many of the Jews may die, and they may suffer tremendously because they're not putting God first. But I said, then after God has left that remnant that he says, I will leave a remnant, when that remnant is left, then those missiles that are fired, he can turn those things around, and those guys that have shot those and they're looking at their radar, all of a sudden these nuclear missiles are coming back from where they came from. And they ain't going to understand what happened. And they're going to realize that their guidance systems ain't working. They've been taken over by the King of Kings. Amen. He's turned loose his angelic host, and an angel's up there on the front of that missile guiding that thing back to where God wants it to hit, to annihilate the Arab people. Because God said in his word, because they, the Arabs, did not treat my people, the Jewish people, with respect and love. Now then, what they did to my people, I'm going to do to them, and I'm not going to leave a one of you alive. That's kind of scary, isn't it? All these things are written in God's Word. You say, where do you find this stuff? It's in the Bible. That's where I find it. That's where I read it. That's where I learn it. I believe that we're coming to a time That's going to be so exciting, providing you're an obedient Christian. Now, you did hear me say that last part, right? Providing you are an obedient Christian. Now, what if you're a Christian that's not being obedient? What if you're not going to church? What if you're saying you're a child of God, but what if you hadn't been to church in 2 years? What if you haven't tithed ever? I mean, what if you just say, well, what if you're not walking in love? What if you've been divorced 4 times and you're just looking for another one right now so you can marry and divorce another one? But yet you call yourself a Christian. Hey, just like I said, you know, if you've been married 3 or 4 times and you can't find one you can live with out of 3 or 4, give up. You ain't going to find one. Because I got news for you. I don't care if you're the man or the woman. They're human beings and they're not perfect. Until you learn you can get by with anything, and when you have to learn that you can overcome anything with Jesus, if you're going to live in the flesh, you ain't never going to find a mate you can live with. She ain't out there or he ain't out there. That's just like I was talking to a little lady here yesterday, and she wanted me to pray for her, a godly mate. And I said, so you would like to have a godly mate? Cheryl said, every woman wants a godly husband. And then Cheryl said something, well, I prayed and I asked God one time, I said, God, it's over. It's just me and you and the dog. I've give up on men. There ain't no good ones left. So if you want me to have one, you'll bring me one. So she said, he brought me Thurman. And the girl says, what'd you say? You got a, what was her statement? You got a,
I said, I hit the jackpot.
Oh, you hit the jackpot. Oh, okay. She was it. I hit the jackpot. But let me tell you, by her hitting the jackpot, you can ask her, there's been times in her life when it was rocky. You know, there's been times when she'd have thought, I hit the jackpot all right. I wished I'd have put the bomb under him and pushed the button, you know. You know, I mean, there's never been a couple that's never had some kind of a conflict at one time or another. So you have to learn that these are just weight things of life, and you have to learn to get over them, you know. And in Christ, we can do that. You know, there's times that I don't know what happens in people's life, how their hormones are flowing or whatever. But there's time in a man's life if something can be said to him that the rest of the time you could have said that 40 times. It never affected him. But today it made him mad.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Use the Keys of the Kingdom, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.